where do path coefficients come from? Well, statistics don't have a stork. I've always thought we should have a stork or cabbage leaves or some other place so statistics can come from places like warm little babies come from places, but no. The way that is done most often, if you're going to call it path analysis, is to run a series of multiple regressions. For each analysis, a variable with arrows pointing at it will be the criterion, and each of the variables having arrows pointing to it will be the predictors. So we're going to have one with three as the predictor and five as the criterion. Now remember, we don't actually have to run a multiple regression there because that beta is the simple correlation. We're going to have one where we predict variable 1 from variables 3 and 5, variable 4 from just variable 5, and the criterion from 1, 2, 4, and 3. Those are the four regressions we will run to get the eight path coefficients that tell us about this model. How are we doing? Now, if you're doing AMOS or M+ or half a dozen other structural equation modeling software, you can do these. These are known as manifest structural models because all the variables are measured. None of them are created out of latents. Some nice people back in the 30s showed us that barring estimation challenges, you'll get exactly the same coefficients running a series of regressions as if you put them into a simultaneous model. Very comforting. One of the reasons that's very comforting is that the multiple regression approach is more stable and holds up better when you have smaller n, whereas you need much larger n for the simultaneous estimation process. And when we're talking about large and small n is anything under 300 or 400, large n is anything over about 800 with a magical messy middle. Since a lot of us will never have 800 data points in one place, sometimes path analysis is what we do. The good news is that you will get the same sorts of coefficients. The regression approach is not inferior, except it's not as cool. What path analysis can and can't accomplish? Cans, for a given structural model, notice that, that's a hell of a four. For a given structural model, you can evaluate the contribution of any path or combination of paths to the overall fit of that structural model, and you can help identify sources of suppressor effects, that is, indirect paths. What it can't do is non-recursive or bidirectional models. That's not a problem. We really never have non-recursive models. I'll explain why to you very quickly. It cannot help decide among alternative structural models. It can't help you decide which order the boxes go in. And they can't provide tests of causality unless you have experimental data, which is really a booger because most of us were introduced to this process under the label causal modeling. What causal modeling means is what the associations between the variables are if we've got the causal structure right. Modeling. Okay, not quite the same thing. So you have to convince yourself and your audience of the reasonableness of your structural model, the placing of the predictors, and then you can test hypotheses about which arrows amongst the variables have unique contributions.